You've made references to we're level two. That means you don't have to go anywhere else.
That's right.
Which means what? Who are the types or what kind of
what
patients?
Are the
yes.
Okay. The level two trauma designation means that we can really handle any adult trauma. Okay. Now there,
such as defined trauma,
such as multi-trauma, bad motor vehicle accidents, multiple fractures, breaks, internal injuries, injuries that require immediate operative intervention, head injuries, gunshot wounds, stabbings, anything, we can take care of it.
Were you involved from day one of this process?
I came here a year ago, 2 days from now.
Was this one of the reasons why?
Yeah, I think so. They needed a trauma director. They did. And I was fortunate. You know, I had fantastic training. I was trained in Houston by, in my opinion, and the large portion of people's opinion, the best. And I was just so happy to bring it here. I'm like, let me tell you. Let me show you how it's done.
Well, it sounds like a match made in heaven.
I think so. I do. I absolutely do.
Walk me through the accreditation process.
Oh my gosh, how much time do you have? It's a long walk. First of all, you don't just do it in a year. You have to have the commitment of administration. First and foremost, do they want to do this? Well, good Lord, they absolutely wanted to do this. They saw the need. They saw the benefit. Dr. Brandon Lewis was instrumental in kind of pushing them in that direction. They quickly saw the benefit. Well, then you have to get the feasibility studies, and then you have to find out what you need to do to get there. So there is a long road involved in this, along with once getting past the initial inertia, you know, of getting the ball rolling, then the American College of Surgeons comes out. They evaluate your hospital, and they are, let me tell you, they don't sugarcoat this. There are standards, and there are national standards that we are held to, and you have to meet those standards. And when they came out here in February, they actually told us that they have never been to a verification this successful.
Sounds like you probably asked a lot of those questions in your job interview, challenging the administration as much as the accreditation team may have challenged the administration.
I did, but it was very clear to me very early on that there's no question here. This is what they want, and this is why they want me here. All right, well, I'm good.
Which sounds like that's part of the reason why the accreditation outcome turned out like it did.
As far as the administration?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You couldn't do this without full administrative support, full support of the board. I mean, everyone is involved in this. Everyone is behind this 100%. It wouldn't have been successful otherwise.
How unique in this type of demographic or this type of population have level two trauma?
Well, we're the only one in Central Texas, but as far as surrounding areas, I will tell you, most of the time, the level twos are in the larger cities.
And, larger defined as?
That there is no requirement. Right. I'm just saying anecdotally, this is kind of where you find them, in the larger cities. You do find some in the outlying areas. It is unusual to have a gap this large without a level two. So the need was absolutely there, and this is what I'm talking about. Everybody could see the need, but you have to have everything else in place. You have to have a functioning trauma system. You may want to do it, but you have to have everything else in place, and that was what needed to be done. So that's what they did, and the need is absolutely there. It was an unusual situation wherein you're surrounded, in a sense, by these outrageously talented level one centers, amazing level one centers. Dallas, you've got Austin, Houston, San Antonio. It's amazing, and nothing in the middle, nothing, level threes. So we're like, hey, we'll do it.
You have the Health Science Center embroidered.
Yes.
What sort of relationship can this help with the trauma to the Health Science Center?
I'm on faculty there, and we get medical students here rotating through. We also have the family practice residency here. The nice thing is we get to expose. Now, think of this. We're training family practice residents, soon-to-be family practice doctors. They're going to go out in some of them, in the more rural areas. Not all of them, but some of them will. We're going to give them a glimpse of trauma. This is what I want you thinking. When this patient comes in your ER, granted, you're not set up to deal with this, but this is how I want you thinking, and this is what I want you to do until you can get them to us. That kind of training is invaluable.
And I'm guessing that was another attraction for you professionally?
It's a perk. It's really more of a perk. It wouldn't have stopped me from doing this, but it's absolutely a benefit. No question about it.
How difficult to recruit the professionals you need to make this work?
I think now that we have the level two, that helps. Because, you know, a lot of places can say, well, we want to do this. But did you actually do it? Yeah, not only did we do it, but we did it incredibly fast. So the commitment is unquestioned. And people know that. Other surgeons, we look at these things, you know, when we're looking at facilities. We look at commitment to higher level of care and standards of excellence. And nothing less is acceptable.
And obviously, you guys are off and running now. It's off and running and maintaining the high standards you set for yourselves as well as the American College of Surgeons.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
With pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.